Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Monday the 6th of January. US President-elect Trump has been posting on social media, advocating a single bill of budget measures to be passed by Congress. Specifically highlighted were plans to remove the taxation of tips, renew existing tax cuts that are set to expire, and fund these with increased taxes on US consumers of foreign goods. However, trying to package everything into a single bill may make passing the legislation more difficult and thus delay the timing of these changes. The trade taxes are too often repeated to be a specific concern to financial markets today. The abolition of a tax on tipping is potentially interesting. The US tipping culture has become an increasing, if hidden, form of inflation. Tips are prompted more frequently, and middle choice bias means that shifts in the range of options presented is something that biases consumers to paying more. If there is a tax incentive to pay staff less and increase the dependence on tipping, that may lead to higher inflation realities than are being reported in the data. That would be relevant for consumer spending power, for instance. Against that, service staff would have more disposable income to spend in the short term. In the longer term, there would be a negative impact. Canadian media are reporting that Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau will resign as leader of the Liberal Party at or before a party caucus on Wednesday. The government is expected to face a vote of no confidence towards the end of the first quarter. There is some market relevance here, as a vacuum in Canadian leadership might have some implications for US-Canada relations, especially if Trump imposes taxes on US consumers of Canadian goods, as threatened. If the tariff threat is a political bargaining posture, it is important that there's someone on the other side to bargain with. Otherwise, the risk is that the process just becomes extended. In Japan, Bank of Japan Governor Ueda has reiterated their intention to raise interest rates, starting the year with a commitment to policy tightening. Most major central banks are tracking inflation in order to keep real interest rates more or less stable. For the most of the world, that means that interest rates are gradually coming down. For Japan, that means that interest rates are gradually going up. The debate is whether a rate increase happens in January or March. March is perhaps the more likely target. German preliminary consumer price inflation data for December is due. There's a consensus expectation of a very modest increase in the headline rate, but nothing that's likely to alarm the European Central Bank. Underlying inflation pressures remain very modest. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.